Welcome back to Beyond the Booth. I'm your host, Cameron Capers, and as always, follow Beyond the Booth on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can also find Beyond the Sound on Twitter and Instagram at BUIDTHESOUND. If you want to support the website and the podcast, you can make donations on Beyond the Sound's homepage. Today's guests are producer Jay Words and rapper Napanina. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Well.
Awesome.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad to talk to you.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. So I was initially introduced to you from Swami Sound, actually. I had him on episode 8. We had a great conversation. Something that stood out to me when I first heard about both of you was, Jay Word, you're from Jersey, and then Nina's
yes.
from Oakland, which is really interesting. You're both like sides of the coast. So I was wondering, you started working together. Was that creative chemistry like hard at first, or how did that kind of start out when you first started working together?
Our creative chemistry was pretty fluent from the beginning. The way that I got introduced to Nina was my friend Masai had came over to my friend's house after recording a song with Nina and was like, you need to send Nina beats. Nina would be great on your beats. And I'm like, okay. So then slowly but surely me and Nina started hanging out and had conversations and started talking, becoming friends and stuff. Then we started making music. It was fluent, I feel like. What do you think, Nina?
Yeah, I would agree with Jen on that. I think the relationship was pretty organic and just happened like on its own terms. Like Jen said, we happened to just be in a lot of the same rooms a lot of the times. And then just hearing her work and seeing her perform, you know, I was always a fan. So it was dope to get beats from her and switch up my sound.
Yeah, what year was that? Yeah.
That was like 2019.
Oh wow! Yeah, not long ago.
Not yeah. recently. We're very new friends.
Very cool.
Yeah, we're very, very new friends, very as cool. Nina says.
Yeah, because the album sounds really good. So I thought you guys knew each other for a really long time. That's awesome. And something else I wanted to talk about was the album. But before we get into that, something that was also stuck out to me is that the beats and the lyrics are both so distinct from each other. And I think that's why the album sounds so good, because it's so different from what I'm used to hearing, especially in the current, you know, landscape of hip-hop especially. So Jay Words, when did you first get like an interest in making beats?
So I started in a band in 2013. That's where I got started. I was actually a rapper when I first
really?
Started. Yeah, started rapping and I'm like, this is not for me. And then I started playing piano for my band and stuff like that, and then the band broke up like around 2015, and then I started getting inspiration from like VHBL and Grimes and Susie Analog to like, you know, start producing my own beats, because I already played piano. So I was like, oh, how hard is it to make a drum loop, you know? Mm-hmm. So since 2015, I've been making beats since the band broke up. So yeah,
cool.
I was there.
I saw on social media you posted like you were working on something, you had a switch plugged up to it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool. How did you do that, and what's some of the equipment you use when you're making beats?
Well, I mean, the Korg Switch thing, there's an app. A Korg has this app where you can make beats on the Switch. So it's not really crazy. People thought I was like hacking the Switch or something. Like, no, there's an app for this, you know?
Right.
You gotta be tapped into like what gets released, you know? I mean, I'm always like up to date with like gear shit, you know? But I'm sponsored by Teenage Engineering. So I got a lot of their gear, like the OP1, OPZ, and pocket operators. Mm-hmm. And I have the Korg Mini Log, and I just got into a modulator like late last year.
Okay, that's very cool. And Nina, I want to talk to you too, especially your lyrics. I found myself listening to Double Down. A lot of the stuff you're talking about, I identified with a lot. And then I wanted to know, before we talk about the album specifically, when did you start rapping?
I started rapping in high school, mm-hmm. for real, maybe like freshman year, so 2005.
Okay.
I've been rapping for a long ass time, but as far as like taking myself seriously with rap, maybe the past 5 years or so.
Okay, really cool. Yeah, so an example I wanted to bring up is a song called Is Me a Star, and one of the lyrics mm-hmm. keeps saying, Is Me a Star, I don't know, and you keep saying, I don't mm-hmm. know. It's kind of like, you know, I don't know, you're asking yourself, I don't know, you know. And I was wondering, something that's related to me is like during the beginning of the lockdown, I kind of second guessed myself and like wanted to work in music. It was like, it's not going to work out. You know, everything's shut down. It's like, it's not going to.
Yeah.
And that song mm-hmm. kind of like resonated with me, like kind of second guessing yourself. So when you're writing that song, were you like in that same headspace? Like, what were you thinking when you were writing that?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I'm kind of in that headspace often. I think if you listen to a lot of my music, it's been coming from a place of just questioning, like, whether or not this is the place that I'm supposed to be. And I think that happens because it's, most of my music is, happens to be like a conversation within myself, for myself. So definitely when I wrote Is Me a Star, that's where I was coming from. Also, that song has like some romantic undertones where I was just like, I was tired of having that question come up, like within relationships, of just like, oh, where am I gonna go? Like, is this actually where my life is gonna be? And if so, like, what adjustments do I need to make if I'm actually gonna be a star? Type shit.
That's
cool.
Yeah,
I'm just finding out new info.
That's funny. That's fire. What?
Yeah. And there was another song too that stood out to me, a table set. And this is like kind of a stretch. It was a bunch of different directions I heard this song. Obviously, you're talking about, like, it's a table set yet, you know, and it reminded me of, like, especially the Black community. Obviously, like, food is like how we connect and, like, you know, share community and all that. But then also, you were talking about, like, airing stuff out. So I'm like, oh, what's she talking about? So it was like, interesting. I think a lot of times that's something I've dealt with, is like being confrontational and like I'm very like to myself and quiet, you know? And it took me a while to kind of find my voice and stick up for myself. So when you were writing that song, like, what was your perspective? Because it kind of reminded me of, you know, this family setting of sitting at a table, but you're also talking about, like, airing stuff out. So there's a lot of different...
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Like, you hit it right on the head. That's exactly what that song is about. It's about, needing to air shit out with, like, people who are close, family members, that type of shit. But then at the end of the hook, I say, like, nah, let's table it, because, like, actually it doesn't seem like it's worth it to actually go through those moments of fucking struggle or whatever, or like discomfort or whatever. So yeah, that song is definitely about like, oh, I have all these things I need to say, and I actually feel like I would feel better saying them, but actually let's not do it because this is not the time.
And that's really interesting. Yeah, that's something that I've talked about with my family and friends and stuff, because, like, especially once again in the Black community, there's like this whole thing about respecting your elders, you know, and like, don't talk back and all that. But I think a lot of times you have to understand, like, we become adults too, and like, we have our own voice and our own feelings. So
grown-ups, whole adults.
Right, exactly. My birthday was this month, actually. I turned 25, and that's like, even I'm still dealing with that. It's like trying to figure out, like, you know, like, what is okay to say, and like, how do I go about having conversations with people I care about. So yeah, that song definitely kind of like made me think about that too, which is really interesting.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy belated.
Appreciate it. And yeah, Jay Wars, I want to come back to you, because something I noticed about the beats, it's like, I've never been to New York before, but it kind of reminds me of that kind of fast pace, like the city never sleeps type of thing. So is that like intentional, or like, how do you kind of go into like making your beats?
When I was coming up making beats, I always wanted to like make people dance and add like a bounce to my music and stuff. Then like around 2017, 2018, I got into like footwork music, and I was like obsessed with like, this shit's so fire. And then I got into jungle and drum and bass. So I felt like I wanted to implement all those vibes in my music. But I am also from Jersey, and I grew up with Jersey club music. Right. So that means anything.
No, it does to me. I'm actually hearing a lot about like house music and stuff, because like, I didn't even know that like Black people were so integral into making, you know, like club electronic music.
Yeah, black people made house music. They created this shit.
All I knew is like white people that were like popular that made it, you know. And so I got older, I like been reading more about it, so that's really interesting. And something I mentioned before is a Double Down. It's a really good project. I've been listening to it a lot even before we did this interview, so it's really impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And I, at the end of the show, I like talked about the future. And so moving forward, obviously, it just came out in March, but do you guys have any plans like moving forward that you want to do, or like touring, like playing shows? What do you guys have in mind?
So we have a show July 9th in New York City. Brooklyn, baby. And Brooklyn, that's going to be tight. We're playing with Pink Super and Fire.
Very cool.
It's going to be cool. But for further stuff, you know, I always send Nina beats. You know, always has my beats in stock. Whenever she wants to use them, but also,
Jen,
you know,
sent me this crazy beat that's gonna be, I'm trying to get it on my album, but it's really hard to rap on. I'm not even gonna lie, but I love it so much.
Hopefully
you got it. You got it. I feel like you got this. You're gonna get it down. This is what she said. I feel like once Nina got on that track Wanted,
Nina could do anything, like, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, right? Beats are not like easy to rap on. But that's a
Wanted was like kind of hard easy to rap on.
Right. Yeah, they're that's not, so yeah, interesting so. Too. There's this YouTuber, it's a Poor Harriet, it's like a page. I think her name is Kim Foster, I think is her name. And she was talking about that, like, the kind of landscape of hip hop and women, how like there's kind of like one route you can take to be like popular, quote unquote. So I think it's really cool to see a black woman specifically doing different types of hip hop and not just like having to, you know, adhere to one thing. And that's why this album stuck out to me, because it doesn't sound like anything, you know, despite gender, that's being released right now, because everything is like Metro Boomin made the beat. It's like some dude just bumbling, you know. So it's really cool to see people doing things outside of the norm for sure.
Yeah, I'm grateful for this album. Honestly, it was one of the best albums. And I really, I feel like after this album, I feel like an actual studio producer more than just like a live performer, you know? So right. I'm grateful.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, yeah, I really appreciate you guys talking to me today. Like I said, this album is really impressive. And hopefully I can come to New York one day and see you guys live.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah. Tap in if you do.
Awesome. I definitely will. Well, I appreciate your time today. You guys have a good evening, okay?
Thanks for having us.
Have a good show. Thank you.
Yeah, see you later. Bye.
Bye.